Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I love these surveys that rate how happy a state is, how healthy a state is, or how patriotic a state is. And apparently WalletHub has the 2022 most patriotic states in America. And in order to determine where the most red, white, and blue pride is, WalletHub compared the states across 13 key indicators of patriotism. Might include the state's military enlistees, veterans, those who voted in the 2020 presidential election, Army Corps volunteer per capita. And so they came up with a listing of who is the most patriotic. And Alaska came in number one with the highest score, number one in military engagement, number 12 in civic engagement. Montana came in number two, Virginia number three, North Dakota number four, Oregon came in number five. Then came Maryland, Hawaii, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Iowa, rounding out the top 10. Washington State, South Dakota, Colorado, Delaware, and Maine, number 15. 16 is Utah, North Carolina, Wyoming, Idaho, New Mexico. Arizona comes in 21st, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Missouri, South Carolina, Minnesota, Mississippi, Ohio, Nebraska, rounding out the top 30. Texas, Illinois, Nevada. I'm in Nevada. We came in number 33. Wisconsin, Kentucky, California, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, West Virginia, rounding out the top 40. And the least, the bottom 10 patriotic states are Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Alabama, Indiana, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Florida, Rhode Island, New York, and Arkansas. Now, that's, again, according to their parameters. In terms of the average number of military enlistees, Georgia came in number one with Alaska, Texas, South Carolina, and Alabama. And then the lowest were Minnesota, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, and North Dakota. You know, so you're trying to look, does this look more red versus blue? They said blue states seem to be more patriotic than red states. Well, that's interesting. They even said the smaller the number, the more patriotic a state was, with 24.92 compared to 26.8 Democrat versus Republicans. I don't know. Veterans per capita, most were Alaska, Virginia, Wyoming, Montana, and Hawaii. Fewest veterans were in Utah, Massachusetts, California, New Jersey, and New York. So, you know, their methodology was looking at military engagement, civic engagement. Military engagement were the average military enlistees per 1,000 civilian adults, veterans per 1,000 civilian adults, active duty military personnel, share of civilian adult population, and military reserves. Civil engagement was share of adults who voted in the 2020 presidential election, share of adults who voted in the 2020 primary elections, volunteer rate, volunteer hours per resident, AmeriCorps volunteers, Peace Corps volunteers, trial and grand jury participation, share of residents who participates in groups or organizations, U.S. history civics education requirement. So, you know, I would think, all right, what patriotism is, it's fascinating because I think we all have our definition. See, to me, patriotism would be, okay, one is, you know, if you use your flag, if you, you know, wave the flag, if you include the national anthem in the, you know, some of your day's events, like at work, things like that. If you have a high number of enlistees or enrollees in the military, wanting to serve your country. If you do have a lot of people volunteer. I mean, I think if you donate blood, that's very patriotic. So I would say if you have an area of high blood donation. That's me. But to me, honestly, the big thing would be the flag and, you know, singing my country to the sea, land of liberty, of the I sing. I don't hear a lot of people sing, you know, a lot of songs. And you don't really hear, I love American anthems and songs and stuff like that. It's really hard to sing the Star-Spangled Banner. But, you know, I like the Oh Beautiful song. Oh beautiful, first spacious skies. You don't really hear people sing. You don't see, you know, if somebody puts a flag up, they get accused of, you know, being every name in the book. So I would think an area of the country that would honor the flag, would, you know, honor their country, would, you know, rate high for that. But it's interesting because it had to do with who voted more in the election. Well, you know, that's interesting. If people were not, you know, usually what draws people to elections is one, if they're unhappy with the current state of affairs, you know, or two, if they, you know, want to change. So it's interesting that some of the Democratic states then ranked higher because, you know, those states might have not been happy with Trump. But that I don't know if I'm convinced that that's necessarily a sign of patriotism. I think, you know, wanting to vote is huge. I think that is a sign of patriotism. But if, you know, some people didn't vote in the election, you know, is it because they didn't trust it? They didn't trust the process? Does that mean they're not patriotic? Does it mean they're worried that things are going another way? So, you know, it's an interesting study. I do want other countries to know that we do love America. We are patriotic. But to me, one of the biggest signs of patriotism is you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. So if we as a country want to look patriotic, we get our Americans back from Russia. We get any of our American hostages back from wherever they are. We stand up for countries who are standing up for freedom, and we don't let another country put us into economic chaos. We have a president that loves our flag, honors our flag, honors the Constitution. That is going to show patriotism. We also, if we want to show patriotism, we don't let our veterans be homeless. 1-877-DOLLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it appears that Tesla might be getting sued for operating a toxic work environment. And I think you're going to see a lot of these lawsuits come up. Because many people might be fearing losing their job. We're going to be coming into a recession. There's going to be some job loss, some lack of promotions, lack of raises. We went through a very small period of time of employers paying their employees more because they needed to get them back to work. But now that we're going into a recession, if they feel like they're overpaying their employees, those employees are going to be on the chopping block. And there's going to be people upset, there's going to be lawsuits, so it's going to get pretty ugly. But we keep hearing this term, toxic work environment. You know, and I'll hear people call in, you know, for telemedicine care, And, you know, I'd be asking them, you know, do you need a work note? They go, yeah, I work in a toxic work environment. Please give me a note off. I can't work there. I can't work there. And, you know, people seem really, really disgruntled. And I've worked in places. I know toxic work environments. It sucks. And you got to get the hell out of there. But you also have some people who, you know, they might feel they are overworked and underpaid when they're actually paid pretty damn good. And their frame of reference is off because they have a buddy that gets to work from home and lay out in the sun. They have to show up to work, so they call it a toxic work environment. So what is the definition of a toxic work environment? Well, there's no exact definition. You know, somebody could say, well, if you feel ill and, you know, if you don't feel like you're, you know, you could thrive there and all that. But my definition of a toxic work environment is you want to do the right thing. You do the right thing, and the environment punishes you for doing the right thing. And you start to see your coworkers do the wrong thing to play it safe. That's a toxic work environment. Toxic work environment is where there's toxicity rather than health, growth, the right thing being done. So let's say you feel like something's wrong. You want to help the consumer. You are right in that. Any ethical compass would back you up, but the powers that be want to mess with those consumers, not want the right thing happening, and your bringing it up puts you on the chopping block. That is an evil work environment. You got to get the hell out of there. So many of us will not understand the logic of some of our bosses. Now, maybe some of our bosses are thinking, look, long term, this saves money, this does this. But when you feel like it's just people who get off on screwing with other people or screwing with other employees, and there are people like that, they are just evil. That's when you're in a toxic work environment. And you have to get the hell out of there. You can't change that work environment. Even with new leaders, if they decide to hire somebody and that person has something on somebody or blackmails them, and that person, when you work for a company that has somebody evil working there and nobody fires that person, there's something going on. And that person is toxic. And then they spread the toxicity. It's like a cancer. And sadly, so much of corporate America or academia or government, so many institutions have these toxic people in there that just never get fired. Nothing ever happens to them. And or the contract just keeps getting renewed or something because, you know, they have something on the boss. And then it makes everybody else not work in an ethical manner. Now, sometimes you might not realize that. You might think, no, everybody seems to be on the up and up, but I don't feel right. Okay, well, if you're not sleeping well, if you're always worried you're going to get fired, that could also be a sign of a toxic work environment. Now, if you stink at your job, that's not then a toxic work environment. Okay, if you stink at your job, or you were faking it till you made it, or you over-marketed yourself on your resume, okay, that's on you. But if you were promised a job where they would train you on the job and they don't train you, or they train you to do something wrong and they set you up, that's a toxic work environment. If you feel like you are doing your job, but you work for somebody that any second they will fire you, they just are that emotional or that unstable, that's a toxic work environment. If you work for a company where everybody's sleeping around and your boss is sleeping with somebody and it causes this, it's so flagrant is a word for it, where everybody knows that this is going on, and you feel guilty because the person's married and you don't want to be a part of it and you don't want to be included in the lies, that's a toxic work environment. So like I said, go back to your moral compass. if you feel like something is wrong and you want to be right and you feel like you being in the right is putting you at risk of losing your job, that, you know. Now, you not liking your boss, that's not toxic. I mean, you know, if you don't like your boss, you're like, I think he's a dupe. He's, you know, a dork. I don't get along with him personality-wise. I mean, I could see how if they mess with you, it's toxic. But if you just don't like each other, most people don't like their bosses. So that's not, you know, if you are able to grow, if you're able to do your job, a good job, if you're able to use your moral compass, if you get rewarded for your job, you got a good job. And I bring this up because some of you are going to be losing your job as we go into a recession. And some of you guys are playing with fire where you actually have a good job, but you want more. And you might be giving up one of the best jobs you have because you're getting kind of spoiled. You got to work from home. Your boss wants you to work on site. You want to tell them off. Look, a job, an employer who wants you to work on site doesn't necessarily mean it's toxic. It means they didn't get the productivity. Might not have been you. Might have been one of your, you know, your coworkers that was screwing around while they were working at home. But if a boss wants people to come back, that means they weren't getting the productivity and they think they're paying salary without getting the input, or their salaries have gone up and they want to get their money's worth. You have a choice of either working for that company or not. If you want to find a work from home company, that's your prerogative. But be mindful that you might quit a job, not be able to get another one. We're coming into a very, very odd sort of, you know, post-inflation, about to go into recession period. And it could be pretty scary, especially if you can't afford your gas. You know, if you got a job and it's a good job and it's not a toxic work environment, you might want to stick with it. So everybody's thinking, oh, I could get another job because people are hiring. It's a little tough. So what if you are now in this predicament where you work in a toxic work environment? I told you to leave. Well, that's easier said than done. And you don't think you're going to get another job, or you think your boss is going to screw you over from getting into other jobs. You work for somebody who's very powerful, and that powerful person is going to try to screw you over so you can't work in the industry. Well, first and foremost, those types of people are pretty apparent. If there's somebody evil, most of the time, everybody else knows. I can't tell you how many people I've come across in my years of experience where I'm like, is something wrong with me? Everybody seems to like that person. And everyone's like, no, everybody hates that person. Everybody hates that person. They're fraudulent. They're, if you don't like them, your compass is right. Nobody likes that person. So don't fear leaving a place because you think the abuser is going to mess you up for everybody else. You know, if you work for a company that's already hemorrhaging staff, the industry knows. The industry is very well aware. And the industry wants good people. The other thing, too, is there's always competitors. Even if you think that person has a hold, there's always competitors that are interested in you if you worked for that one company. You know, even if you signed away that you can't give secrets, they a lot of times you leaving a company that's toxic might actually be to your benefit, because then they know that you made a good decision and you understand the inner workings and you were smart enough to leave. Do not let any job take a toll on your health. If you can't sleep, if you can't eat, if you can't progress, right, you can't change the boss. You can't get that boss out. You need to leave. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tuesday is the first official day of summer. This as millions of Americans are dealing with a heat wave of triple-digit temperatures. Forecasters saying today will be another scorcher for millions of Americans from the Central Plains to the Upper Midwest. In an advisory late Monday, the National Weather Service said dangerous heat will continue to make headlines. People in the Upper Great Lakes will roast with highs in the upper 90s, with temperatures as much as 20 degrees above average. Kids under 5 can now get COVID vaccinations. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy calling it a very big moment in the fight against the virus. Murphy saying COVID is more dangerous than the flu for young children. According to the CDC, through May 28th, 442 children under the age of 4 died of COVID. USA Radio News. The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans is holding a hearing on last month's Uvalde school shooting, which left 21 victims dead. Democratic State Senator Royce West describes the situation he's concerned about.
This committee ends up in a partisan divide that it further intensifies the tension in this state concerning whether our children will be safe.
Texas Republican lawmakers say they're worried about solutions that could infringe on Texans' Second Amendment right to bear arms. They're calling for measures improving school safety and resources for mental health. The Supreme Court is ruling that public vouchers can be used for private and religious schools in rural areas of the United States. The case that originated in Maine means parents, in some cases, now have the choice to send their kids to schools using their taxes meant for public schools. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Robert wants to know if I think Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned today. No, I don't think it's coming today. I don't think the ruling's coming today. We are going to be getting a few pretty big rulings coming in the next week, week and a half. Something like that is probably going to be the Roe v. Wade case, which is actually, it's not called Roe v. Wade. It's called the, hold on a second, it's the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. The case came about, according to Fox News, after Mississippi passed a law banning abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. which went against the standard set by Roe that prohibited bans prior to fetal viability, which was supposed to be about 23 weeks. So now the Supreme Court has to decide whether a pre-viability ban should be allowed. And where the draft opinion from Justice Samuel Alito looked like he had suggested an overturn of Roe v. Wade, meaning keep the feds out of it. This should be between a person and the state, or it should be among the people, not among the feds. So I don't, usually something like the most controversial of the cases with the Supreme Court, those get, it's like throwing a grenade and then, then running, right, and just letting the aftermath all happen. The Supreme Court goes on recess at the end of the month. So usually they will drop those bombs, those right before they leave. I mean, they are on a plane ready to leave when that gets released. So I don't think we're going to see it soon. We were hoping, you know, because there were starting to be riots and people were picketing the Supreme Court justices' homes and things like that. But during the oral argument, some justices appeared interested in finding a way to uphold the 15-week ban without completely doing away with Roe v. Wade. Chief Justice John Roberts spoke of possibly eliminating the viability standard while ensuring that women have an opportunity to get an abortion. Both sides of the case expressed skepticism that that was a workable option. And Alito said not only should Mississippi's law stand, but Roe v. Wade and the case that upheld it, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, should be overruled and the abortion rights get out of the feds and go back to the individual states. This way, people could decide what, you know, what their money goes to, what their tax dollars go to, what could happen within that state. Even though some people, I think, agree with the idea that the feds being completely out of it, the feds being involved protected. So you know, people want the feds involved to protect it. They don't want the feds involved to ban it. So Alito, I think, I think Alito's draft was a very early one. I don't believe the riots changed his opinion, and in fact could have actually made the justices less likely to change their minds, because again, it was the draft opinion was keep the feds out of it, keep the Supreme Court out of it. This is not a part of the Constitution. The keep us out of it, keep it between the people and their constituents at the state level. So I wouldn't be surprised if that goes. I just don't think it will. I think they're going to rule on the 15-week ban, and it's going to be interesting to see if it'll. I don't know if they're going to completely do away with Roe v. Wade, but there might be. Because again, it's the Supreme Court doesn't have to rule on what week the fetus is alive. They don't have to rule on that. What they're, I think, ruling on is if a state is allowed to make a determination on a second term abortion. And so if the Supreme Court says the states have a right, then it could indirectly cause Roe v. Wade to not be as effective, therefore overturning it. See, I don't think the Supreme Court wants to necessarily say, even though the draft said it, I don't think the Supreme Court wants to say, we are going to take Roe v. Wade from 1973 and completely reverse it. But what the court might do is say, look, the feds are out of this. The federal government never had a role, never was allowed to say one way or another, according to the Constitution. The feds cannot get involved in a woman's body at that level. That has to be, you know, between a person and their doctor or with the state. Now, where people want the feds involved is if the state is saying a woman can't do it. That's why Roe v. Wade came about, because in Texas, Jane Roe couldn't get the abortion. So ended up having the baby, and the baby's actually happy she's alive from what it sounds like, but, you know. So it's a very complex situation, very complex. But if I'm not going to be surprised either way. I just don't think the Supreme Court's going to necessarily say we are taking this moment to completely abolish it. What I think what they might say is the federal government has no right to intervene in abortion. And that essentially makes Roe v. Wade null. That's what I think might happen. And then you're going to have some people misinterpret that. You're going to have some people get very upset, saying the feds are not allowing women to whatever, and the feds are just saying, we're out. The federal government, the justices, nobody should be picketing at our homes. We are not getting involved with a woman's body and a woman's choice. You know, let the state decide what they're going to do with the life of the fetus. So we'll see what happens with that. So another case that the Supreme Court is looking at is a high school football coach, Joseph Kennedy, lost a job after he recited post-game prayers on the 50-yard line, despite his employer, Bremington School District, instructing him to stop. He said it violated his First Amendment rights to free speech and exercise religion. The school district claimed a prayer from a public school employee ran afoul of the First Amendment's Establishment Clause. So Kennedy said to stop reciting prayers on the field after an opposing coach brought it to the principal's attention. He said he didn't force his players to do it. He would just go himself and pray. And then if the students wanted to come with him, they could. School district offered to let him pray at other locations, but or to pray on the 50-yard line after everybody left. He said that he, though, apparently refused and said he should be able to still pray when he wanted to. So that's the case. Biden versus Texas. This case centers on Trump's migrant protection protocols, the Remain in Mexico policy, where migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. have to stay in Mexico as they await hearings. Biden administration tried to repeal the policy, and so can the federal government, do the migrants stay in America and live in America while they're awaiting their trials, or do they stay in Mexico? So Texas and Missouri are arguing in their lawsuit that the policy is needed to comply with federal law and says migrants cannot be released into the U.S. because the country lacks resources to detain everyone. There's also the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. versus Bruin, which is a Second Amendment case where the justices have to decide whether New York's process for obtaining a license to carry a concealed handgun is overly restrictive. The current rules require applicants show proper cause for why they need to carry a firearm, and the government can exercise discretion in determining whether someone has satisfied that requirement. That makes it difficult for people to get a license. So Justice Brett Kavanaugh is like, why isn't it good enough to say I live in a violent area and I want to defend myself? And then West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency, where I believe they're looking at industry practices and countries' electricity grids on climate change. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So monkeypox doesn't seem to be going away. Still seems to be spreading slower, luckily, than we expected, but it could be because testing is a little harder to come by, or some people don't want to be diagnosed and they're sitting home hoping it goes away. But in the UK, they are going to move forward and start to offer monkeypox vaccines to all gay and bisexual men who want it. Gay and bisexual men who are at high risk of catching monkeypox are said to be offered a vaccine to protect against the infection. That's according to UK health chiefs. Nearly 800 cases of the virus, which usually we see in West Africa, has been reported in the UK. Almost all infections so far have been found in men who have sex with men. So in a bid to stem case numbers, the UK Health Security Agency, UKHSA, today confirmed that some gay and bisexual men will be offered the Mvanex vaccine, which is supposed to be 85% effective to control the outbreak. Under the plans, which come from the same experts who advise on the COVID vaccine rollout, the physicians will offer the injection to men who have multiple partners, participate in group sex, or intend sex on-premises venues. Until now, the injection was only offered to confirmed cases and their close contacts under a strategy called ring vaccination, which works well in smaller outbreaks. But experts told Daily Mail that the next sensible step would be, if the infections are continuing to spiral, would be to widen the vaccination program in a targeted rollout to more men who have sex with men, anyone visiting a sexual health clinic, and NHS staff. So people are worried that this monkeypox outbreak is going to get 10 times bigger. There's been some models, and the modeling suggested that there could be a surge, but people are hoping that it won't be as big. I heard a number where they believe that there might be another 10,000 monkeypox cases eventually spotted. So multiple countries have been reporting cases. I think in the U.S., let me see, I think our numbers are at about 120 right now. I need to double check that. It goes up every day, obviously, but I don't think we have. It's been reported in 20 states. 113 infections have been reported, the majority in California, New York, Illinois, and Florida. New Jersey's Department of Health announced its first probable case on Monday. Missouri officials identified a probable case in Kansas City over the weekend. Most other cases are in the single digits in other states, but it is in over 35 countries, especially where monkeypox is not endemic, and they believe overall the confirmed case count has now exceeded 2,500. So the World Health Organization is convening an emergency meeting this week to determine whether the outbreak should be considered a global health emergency. They say the United Nations Health Agency said people with monkeypox could be infectious for up to 4 weeks and has advised those infected to isolate themselves until they have fully recovered. Although the majority of new monkeypox cases have been seen in gay or bisexual men, there is still a risk to healthcare workers, to people not having sex with these individuals. So you can get it by contact with the skin, bodily fluids of infected animals, scratches, humans. Again, we don't usually see it in this part of the world. We see it in Central and West Africa. Monkeypox is related to smallpox, but it's supposed to be milder and not as deadly. You could get fever, chills, body aches, very similar to COVID, but then the rash is pretty pathognomonic, where you have the big pustules that comes on the face and then it spreads down, so it's pretty apparent. So, I think they are, I mean, at this point, if monkeypox is spreading, then, I don't think we're there yet for American, but in the UK, they seem to have much higher case counts. That would be the next step. As one working theory is those of us who have been vaccinated for smallpox might not be vulnerable to it. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many studies have gone back and forth on vitamins and how effective vitamins are and if we should be spending the money. And sadly, time after time, we just don't seem to get good data. And so another study is now saying that our supplements are, quote-unquote, a waste of money. Researchers from Northwestern University say the health benefits are mainly in the mind, and some may even do more harm than good. According to the CDC, nearly 6 in 10 Americans regularly took dietary supplements in 2018. Last year, Americans spent $50 billion on vitamins and supplements, but the research team says there's no magic set of pills to help keep you healthy. Instead, it's still about diet and exercise. Patients ask all the time, what supplement should I be taking? And doctors, if you notice, I never tell you guys, you need to take this. I'm like, if you want to take a multivitamin, go for it. If you're low on vitamin D, take vitamin D. If you want to bone up on vitamin C when you're ill, but usually by the time you're ill, you know, you kind of are a little bit too late, and you should have been having a healthy diet rich in vitamin C anyway. But the supplements, and the reason why these supplements, you know, don't seem to have a lot of scientific evidence is because we're not studying the glass of orange juice, or we're not studying the piece of broccoli. We're studying a cobalt blue pill that comes in a jar that we are hoping is going to supplement your diet. And even though I think if you're low on B12, the shot helps. If you're low on thyroid, it helps. If you're low on insulin, you know, these supplements help, obviously. But if you don't eat a healthy diet, a bottle of pills might not necessarily help. In the 90s, they were like, should everybody be taking vitamin A and E and all that? And again, the cardiologists are like, the studies aren't showing that it's working. You either got it or you don't. If you eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables and lean meats and fish, you're going to have a much different health look than if you, you know, eat hamburgers all the time and are trying to chew a bunch of vitamin C tablets. So, you know, your body knows how to absorb vitamins in food form. We are forcing it to absorb in tablet form, but your body can only absorb so much. For those of you taking 800 to 1,000, you know, milligrams of calcium, your body can only absorb a few hundred milligrams of calcium at a time, and then the rest gets dumped. When your urine turns bright yellow because you take B-complex, you're like, oh, that means it's working. No, it doesn't mean it's working. It means your body's getting rid of what it doesn't want. So, you know, if you have a bad diet, you know, and you want to take a multivitamin, I'm not going to stop you. But in terms of, you know, what should you run out and get so you don't get heart disease or cancer, we don't really have that data. Because all we have data on is if you're eating, you know, your fruits and vegetables and lean meats and healthy combination with fiber and things like that. So, you know, when they package something up in a tablet or a capsule or a chalky, you know, substance, you know, sometimes you could have side effects from that, like kidney stones. There was a study saying some of these calcium supplements could cause heart disease. Again, your body may not want the chalkiness. So I know it hurts because it's a multi-billion dollar industry, and I would love there to be magic pills, but right now the studies are not saying that there's anything in particular that works fantastically. Well, 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.